lives in homes. The reality, Paul said, Satan hindered us. A very real being, a very active being, a very powerful being. And if we as Christians in the year 2007, going into the year 2008, if we do not take this seriously, we'll be destroyed. I tell you, in my heart sometimes over how the devil has hurt young people who are dear to me, dear to us. God, and not just young people, people in their 20s and 30s, whose Jeff has them so blind to the importance of some basic things in the Christian life, and just becomes a joke, and just becomes something we tolerate, when in reality, we see them devouring. Reality of the devil. The Bible says in Psalms, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I want to suggest to you, and I'm not trying to add anything to the scripture, but I think equally true, the fool has said in his heart, there is no devil. I think it's just as foolish. Just as foolish to deny or ignore the reality of our enemy, Satan, as it is to deny or ignore the reality of God. So, first thing I want us to consider is the reality of Satan. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. We tried again and again. We wanted to be there, but Satan hindered us. Second thing I'd like for us to consider is the resistance of Satan. The resistance of Satan. Satan hindered us. Now, I think it's interesting. You know, you can learn almost as much from what the Bible doesn't say as by what it does say. Are you with me? Everybody with me here? All right. If I can get to church, say amen. First next to you sleep, give him an elbow. Wait for OB. You can learn from the Bible sometimes almost as much by what it doesn't say as by what it does say. I think it's interesting to notice here, Paul doesn't say that Satan hindered them from becoming rich. You notice that? Oh yeah, we wanted to have lots of money, we wanted to have riches, we wanted to be very, very wealthy, but Satan hindered us. I tell you, we need to be careful, we don't need to be
the